Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the search for Ellie Connors has virtually been abandoned in the Pine Ridge area, so the 12-year-old girl, now named Mary and posing as Lum's niece, is quite safe. However, Lum feels that things cannot go on this way, and so he's decided to go to the reformatory, explain everything, and attempt to get the girl paroled. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner, the Jot 'em Down store and library, helping Lum prepare for the trip.
Lift. Well, I reckon I got about everything packed that I'm going to need on the trip.
Yeah, or two. You got some oranges, Lum?
Oh, yeah. Got a few of them tucked away in the hand satchel.
Oh, they're awful handy. Reckon how long you'll be going, Lum?
Oh, 3-4 days. Oughtn't to be gone more than a week, I know that.
Uh-huh. Is Cedric driving you into the depot at the county seat?
No, I'm going to have to catch a ride in on a mail hack, I reckon.
The mail hack?
Cedric can't make it.
Well, I do know. That's a shame.
Yes. Well, I ain't taking no more stuff along than I have to. Don't want to lug a heavy suitcase around with me.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. And it looks like you got plenty there. Mom, I've just been thinking about this. Now, before you leave, are you sure that you're doing the right thing in doing this?
Well, I've studied about it quite considerable, and I believe I am.
Well, I don't know, Lum. Quick as you start telling them about us hiding Ellie, why, they're liable to throw you right in a penitentiary. Then rush out here and get Ellie and put her right back in the reformatories. Might put me in the reformatories, too. Ain't no telling.
No, I don't think they'll do that.
They might, Lum.
For one thing, I'm a justice of the peace, you know. That ought to help me a whole lot.
Yeah. Either help you or get you thrown out of the job one, I know that.
Well, being a justice will make it appear like this is sort of official business I'm doing.
It will, huh?
Oh, yeah. Then I'm going to put up a good strong argument to get Ellie out of there.
Huh.
And I believe they'll listen to him.
Oh, doggy, I sure hope they do.
Well, I've got it all studied up, what I'm going to say to them.
You have, huh?
Yeah.
Well, be sure you say the right thing, Mom. I still wish, though, that you'd get them to make me her guardian instead of you, Mom.
Well, maybe we can both be guardians.
Huh?
We don't want to have no arguments about it.
No, I don't want to argue, no.
Well, anyway, we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
The important thing right now is to get her out of there first.
Yeah, sure, you're right about that, Mom. No, we won't argue. Will you send me a postcard while you're gone?
Yeah, might be able to send you one from Hot Springs. Have to lay over there a few hours.
Yeah, send that and show them a picture of the hotel there, and then you can put an X on the room where you're staying at.
Well, I sent you one of them the last time I was in Hot Springs.
Yeah, I know it, but that's my favorite postcard.
Never put no X on it, but I put a R.A. pointing to the window.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to have another one of them. That's an awful pretty picture. Wait a minute. There comes Ellie up out there.
Ellie?
Yeah.
Granny, be sure now. Don't mention where I'm going.
Oh, no, I won't. That'd scare her half to death.
Yeah, she's more likely to run away from us.
Oh,
she knows that.
Yeah.
Don't let her know nothing about this till I get back.
No.
And if it turns out good, why, it'll be one of the biggest prizes she ever had.
Oh. wait a minute, Tolan. Huh? Whereabouts do you want me to say that you're going?
Yes, I don't know. Oh, tell her I'm
going. Yeah, come in, Mary. Whereabouts have you been?
Well, just out of the corner with Virginia Blevins.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about what if the world would end tomorrow.
Huh?
Goodness sakes, it's things that you young and study up to talk about.
And then we got to wondering how the world got started and everything.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, now, quit worrying yourself about them things. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Whose suitcase is that?
Huh?
Who's going away?
Oh, why, Lum, he just making a little trip somewhere.
Where are you going, Uncle Lum?
Oh, just a little trip, like Abner said.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but where to? The home?
Oh, no, of course not. Whatever put a silly idea like that in your head?
That's a ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Well, where are you going, then?
Why, just, Fishing trip's all, I think.
Yeah, that's it. A fishing trip, yeah. Lom always goes fishing long about this time of year. Oh, he just wouldn't miss it for love and a half the moon. He just loves fishing.
Yeah, just loves.
How long are you going to be gone?
Oh, about a week, I think.
Gee, does it take it that long to catch fish?
It takes Lom that long. See, he ain't very good at it, really.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, Arnold.
Can I go along?
Huh?
I ain't never been fishing. I've heard about it, but I ain't never been fishing. Can I go along?
Well, no, I'm afraid not, sis. You see, well, this is just for grown-up men. There's going to be a lot of other grown-up fellas there, too. You wouldn't enjoy yourself at all.
Oh, no, Lomi. You wouldn't like it at all, sis. Hey, I'll tell you what. Maybe when Lom's gone, why, me and you just might go fishing ourselves. Yes, sir. Just make ourselves a little fishing trip out the mill pond or something.
Could we really do that?
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll talk about it.
Well, here, I reckon I better close the satchel and get started.
Yeah, better, Lom.
The mail hack ought to be along directly, and I don't want to miss it. I know that.
Wait a minute before you close it.
How's that?
Why, you packed that awful terrible. Here, let me straighten things out for you.
Oh, no, now, it's all right the way it is. Besides, I gotta hurry.
Well, I'm not gonna let you go with the satchel looking that way.
Oh, you won't.
No, I won't.
She's getting kind of bossy.
That's awful terrible.
Lordy.
You must have just threw things in here. Just look, now, if you fold your shirts more like this, why, they won't get so wrinkled.
Yeah, that suitcase does look sort of like a cat's run through there, don't it?
Of course it does. And then if you fold it... Say, are these the kind of clothes you go fishing in?
Why? What'd you say?
Well, these are your best clothes. Uncle Lom, I ain't going to let you ruin all your good clothes this way.
Well, you see, sis, it don't
now,
make no... I'm awful...
These right out of the satchel. And you can put in some overalls. I know you got some because I seen them hanging up back there in the feed room.
Now, wait a minute, sis. I can't fish in overhauls.
Oh, no, it's... never could.
No, no. Now, you put that stuff right back in the sand.
No, sir. You need somebody to take care of you. You ain't got hardly no sense about stuff like this.
Yeah, but Mary, them's the clothes I always wear to go fishing in.
Oh, yes, he does. He's right about that, Mary.
Yeah. I can do better with them.
Yes, he can. And, you see, these is awful, high-class kind of fish that Lom's going to catch on this trip, too.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Huh?
Fish is fish, and they're all wet and slippery. I know that.
Now, sis, have you ever been fishing?
No.
Well, all right, then.
You see?
You're talking to a couple of fellers that's more likely drug more fish out of the river than there are two humans that ever live. So now, you better just take our word that they're high-class fish. Ain't that right, Lom?
Why, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right, Mary.
Yes, sir. I tell you, sis, you know, there's some fish you just can't catch with old clothes on. They just won't have nothing to do with you at all.
Oh, pooh, I don't believe that.
Well, it's the truth. Yes, sir. See them fish, they swim around there, and they see you sitting there in a boat, and they sort of look you over, you know. They can tell right away if you're high class enough for them to be caught by or not. They sort of swim up beside of you and just look you over, and then they pass the word around to the other fish. You know, they say, well, there's a nice-looking fella there. He's got on nice clothes. And they're smart. You can't fool them, can you, Lom?
No, here, sis. Give me the satchel, because I better get outside before I miss the mail hack.
Well, all right. Oh, wait a minute, though. Ain't you forgetting something?
What do you mean?
Well, the most important part. You ain't got nothing here to catch the fish with.
Uh-oh.
I know you're supposed to have poles and string and hooks and worms.
Oh, yeah, well,
You don't use none of that stuff to catch these high-class fish with, Ellie. See, they won't fall for nothing like that.
No, that's right. I won't need none of that stuff.
Oh, no, they're too smart for any of them old-timey fish poles and stuff like that.
Oh, well, how does he catch them, then?
Why, he just,
How does he catch the fish?
Oh, how does he catch them? That's easy. He just, Bogus, how do you catch them, Lom?
Well, it's sort of hard to explain, sort of complicated.
Yes, it is.
You wouldn't understand it, honey.
Yes, I would. Now, how do you do it? Do you do it with a knife?
Yeah, that's it, with a knife, yeah.
Oh, but you couldn't do that. The fish would swim away too fast.
Well, you see, you have to fool them natural. See, what you do is you take your knife and then you act like you're doing something else with it, you know, or something that ain't got nothing to do with fishing, like, Well, like peeling potatoes, for instance.
Peeling potatoes?
Yeah, that's the best. See, you sit there peeling potatoes, and, well, pretty soon the fish gets too rusty, and they swim up real close to the boat, and, well, it just gets you interested in watching you that, well, you just reach right out and grab them. Then you skin them with a knife. That's all there are to it. Yeah.
Is that really true, Uncle Lon?
Well, there's lots of different ways of doing it, of course.
Yeah, that's the best way, though. That's the best way. I saw a feller sit there and peel a whole sack of potatoes just trying to catch a few fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee, you better take a lot of potatoes along then, Uncle Lon.
Well, no,
yes,
sis,
yes, you better. You can take one of them big sacks full right there.
That way, Lon, there's a mail hack right out there. You better get going. He won't wait, you know.
I don't want to miss that.
Well, now here, you take this sack of potatoes.
Oh, but Ellie, I tell you, I want
you want to catch fish, don't you?
Well, yeah, but...
All right, then you take along.
All right.
Here, Lon, I'll help you hoist it up on your back. Come on.
Can't blame it
all. Get over here. Come on, here we go.
That's heavy.
I know it is. Get it up there. Now, you got it all right, Lon?
Yeah, I reckon so. Well... So long, Abner, Mary.
Yeah, so long, Uncle Lum. Have a good time.
Yeah, catch a lot of fish.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. Be good, Mary.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long. Doggy, he sure looks funny with that sack of potatoes on his back, don't he?
Say, Abner.
What is it, sis?
Will you tell me something?
Why, sure.
Now that we got him loaded up with that sack of potatoes, whereabouts is Uncle Lum really going?